incessantly yesterday and today, a presidential interview right now. It's just the Ball State guy, Jeffrey Mearns. How about that? The tease was good, though, President Mearns. What'd you think?
It was very generous, a nice lead-in. And, you know, usually when we start off these interviews, we talk about it's a beautiful day to be in Muncie, Delaware County, East Central Indiana, but that would be hard to say today.
Well, it's a nice day if you're a duck. I mean, you know, relatively speaking.
Yeah. Or a Canadian goose on the Ball State campus.
Also very good. You have to watch out for those. How's that illegal stop sign at the roundabout not far from the Duck Pond now that you bring it up? Has that been fixed yet?
Okay, you say it's illegal. What code provision in the Indiana State code makes that illegal?
It's a 2935 stroke J. Everyone looks that up all the time. It's on the interwebs.
Yeah, we'll look it up. All right. How are you, Steve?
I'm always good when I'm talking to you. I'm pleased to welcome in the president of Ball State University, Jeffrey Mearns. I understand that Stedman's coming back again. Does he have like an apartment here or what?
I don't know, but we're always delighted to have Stedman Graham on campus. And as you say, yeah, he's coming back in a few weeks. He's going to be our commencement speaker coming up the first Saturday in May, and as you know, he got his master's degree here at Ball State, and he's an expert in what he has described as identity leadership. You know, the concept of, you know, kind of the basic concept that he speaks about is if you want to lead others, you can't do that until you develop the capacity to lead yourself. And so we're delighted that he's going to be here and share his insights and his thoughts and experience with our graduates and their families at commencement. Also during commencement on Friday evening, we're going to recognize Dr. Leanne Kwiatkowski, you know, for her extraordinary work. Nice. She's going to speak on Saturday afternoon at the Teachers College commencement ceremony. And then during the main ceremony on Saturday morning, we're also going to give a special honor to June Schumann, one of the most generous people in the Ball State family.
Since Stedman Graham is coming again, is Oprah coming with him this time, President Mearns?
I'm not at liberty to share information I can't confirm or deny.
That's a yes. That's a yes right there. That's a coded yes. That's what I think that is.
You're free to draw whatever inferences you would like, Steve.
You're the best. This is President Mearns, who appeared before the Muncie City Council last week. Nobody saw it. They had video problems. But I understand you showed a video about the village work and what's to come there with that fancy hotel and stuff. Can we get a copy of that great presentation to share with the community? I'd love to have it.
Sure. We can share with you a PowerPoint presentation that I used at the community forums. I think it was back in February. And then we can certainly share with you that kind of 2-minute fly-through video that the architects who are working on the project have shared. And it gives you a great sense about what the Performing Arts Center will be like inside and out. And then also a really wonderful illustration of what this wonderful hotel will look like.
You already have.
So yes, I will get those to you.
Great, thank you. You already have one of the most beautiful campuses that I've ever encountered in person. You should be proud. I think you already are.
We are, and you know, a lot of credit goes to Jim Lowe. I'm sure you know Jim.
Oh yeah.
He's been working here at Ball State for more than 30 years, and he's been certainly the visionary for the campus that we have, and he's retiring at the end of this academic year in June. So we're going to also later this semester celebrate and recognize and demonstrate our appreciation to Jim for the extraordinary work he's done on
would
our campus
you give him a
and
logo,
in our community.
Would you give him a logo T square? I think he'd like that. Is that a thing?
I don't know. What's a T square?
I really don't know. The word of the day, by the way, is anent. Anent, A-N-E-N-T. That is the word you are to work in for the rest of our interview here.
Oh,
somehow,
boy.
Some way. Thank you very much. What, oh boy? What?
I don't know what it means.
Well, you're a learned professor of Ball State here, not a capital P. This is Jeffrey Mearns, the capital P president, Biden. Made some news again recently. The student loan forgiveness plan announced this week, the latest version. What is Ball State's position on this effort? Not politically speaking, but financially speaking, Mr. Mearns.
His proposal wouldn't have really any material impact on our institution financially, because I believe his proposal is to forgive debts that students or graduates owe to the federal government. And so it really doesn't affect any, you know, potential outstanding obligations that a student or a graduate may owe to the university. Frankly, what I'm much more concerned about is the Department of Education's disastrous rollout of the new FAFSA form, the financial aid form that students have to fill out. If they don't solve that problem soon, and I mean soon, it might prevent thousands of high school graduates from all across the country from enrolling in college, and could have an adverse impact on our freshman enrollment. Now, it doesn't appear to be at this point. I monitor those numbers every week. I'll get a report tomorrow. Okay. But that's a significant problem, and very disappointing. They've been working on this project for years, and folks like our staff have been sharing concerns with the Department of Education since last fall. And it's just a continuing disappointment at this point.
What is the problem with it, just for our listeners to understand why it is a problematic thing? Is it a technology thing or a web thing?
It's both. So it's all of the above. So they've been working on simplifying the financial aid form that students need to fill out, which is a good thing. And they've been talking about it in Congress and in both administrations for years. They delayed finalizing the form and preparing it to be completed online. Typically, students fill out that form and are able to begin filling it out in October. They didn't make the form available until December 31st, near midnight on New Year's Eve. And then the form had some technical problems, so those had to be corrected. And then, of course, what the federal government does is process all of that information and then sends back information to any institution, any college or university that a student has applied to. That information has been late in getting to us. Typically, we begin getting that information in November. We didn't begin getting information until March. And then they discovered, when they started sharing the information, that there were numerous errors in the information they were providing, so they had to reprocess it. So only now, in the second week of April, has Ball State and other institutions all across the country begun getting significant numbers of accurate reports of prospective students, their eligibility for financial aid. So maybe that's more than you asked complicated.
I wanted to understand it. I knew you'd explain it well. This is President Jeffrey Mearns. Back to your scholarliness. Still have not used the word anent yet, but he will.
And what does it mean? What does it mean?
That, again, you're the learned professor of doctoral sciences or whatever. You're the guy. Yeah. I'm not going to hand it to you. One last thing on the
is finance. Is it a noun like Steve? Can I call you an anent?
You've put an extra syllable in there, so no, you can't call me what you just said. Anyway, back to the other part. The U.S. Supreme Court obviously ruled on that effort with President Biden with student loan forgiveness. I'm just looking for your opinion as a former high-profile attorney. Does the version that was just presented this week, I guess, have a chance to go through, or do you think it might be disallowed as well?
Well, I think it's got a better chance than the one that the Supreme Court disallowed several months ago, because I think that decision was based on the fact that the original forgiveness plan was so broad in scope. And since then, President Biden has taken a series of more targeted actions. And I think it is the administration's hope that that more targeted approach will survive the challenges. Okay. Inevitably, there will be legal challenges. So I think it's got a better chance, but I wouldn't be knowledgeable enough to put any probability on it.
All right. President Jeffrey Mearns is our guest on WMUN. That space at the Muncie Mall, Nancy and I go walking at the mall for exercise as often as we can. And that great space that BSU has used for a while has been empty for a little while now. What happened to that agreement? Is there any want or need to reinstate that with the new property owners there?
Well, I don't know if our folks in the College of Architecture and Planning are engaged with conversations with the new owners. I think it was always intended that space was going to be temporary until new owners took over. I believe the folks in CAP are looking for space downtown, maybe to do similar kind of programming for the community. But I don't think that's been resolved yet either.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. President Mearns, let's go to sports. You're a fan. What about that men's volleyball team? How are they doing?
I know. They're doing great. So they finished the regular season last weekend, the third consecutive regular season conference title in the MEVA. You know, Coach Cruz, it's his third year, and he's got a three-peat going in terms of regular season title. And then I think Saturday night, we host
7 o'clock.
The quarterfinal round. If we win that, then next Thursday, Saturday, we'll be hosting the semifinals and the finals here on campus.
So can you make a promise right now on live radio, WMUN, President Jeffrey Mearns, that if and when Coach Donan Cruz and his dudes win on Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Worthen Arena, and they would have the two more home dates, as you just mentioned, next week for the MEVA, etc., which is a great honor. That's a big one. Would you promise to work at least the concession stand at Worthen Arena that evening just to show your support to the Cardinals in that regard?
Well, Jennifer and I have another commitment this Saturday night, but we've blocked out our calendar next Thursday and next Saturday to be there for the semifinals and the finals. But you know, I have great respect for the women and men who work in the concession stand, but it's not a particularly good view of the action. So when we're in the semifinals and finals.
Is there not video screens for you can watch?
I don't know if they have video screens in the concession
stand. You're the president of a mid-major university. Surely you could pull that off between now and then, President Mearns. Come on now.
I'll get back to you, Anent.
All right. No, that is not correct.
I tried.
That is not the definition is about or concerning, if that helps you at all. Well, you have a speaker coming in April 17th. Who's coming now?
Yeah, Melina Simone Bacon. She's a 2004 Ball State graduate. She's going to give a lecture at Pruess Hall at 1 o'clock on, I think it's April 17th.
Yeah.
She's a dynamic speaker and a passionate leader. She's an advocate for art. She believes that arts and culture are the common denominator in all peoples and in all compassionate and kind and generous communities. And so she believes art brings people together irrespective of their differences. And she's going to talk about that passion. And I've had a chance to meet her. She goes by Molly, by the way, M-A-L-I. And I've had a chance to visit with Molly on a couple of other occasions. So I'd encourage folks to come out and hear her message.
She should just go as Bacon, because everybody loves bacon. Her last name is Bacon, 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 Bacon. President Mearns, I just realized I volunteered to help you promote One Ball State Day last week. I didn't hear the outcome. How much was raised? How did you do?
So we raised approximately $1.2 million on that one day. More than 7,000, I think it's 7,200 individual gifts, and you pledged on the air to make a contribution. Did you actually fulfill that pledge that you made?
I do not recall that.
We can go to the tape.
Did
Steve.
We save any?
You said $100.
Did we save any tape? I don't know. I don't know that
we
had any.
$100.
I don't know that we had any tape on that.
We'll
review. We'll review. And we will look into that.
And
go ahead.
And by the way, then interest is accruing. We're 8 days into interest. So we charge 15% hourly.
Wait a second. President Biden said my interest was being forgiven. So that's got to work for me. Come on now.
No,
I'm being very topical, President Mearns.
No, you're being very evasive and cheapskate-ish.
Technically, what you're saying is, what I would be doing is I would be financing something through Ball State, allegedly. And now you're saying that I get charged
you're
interest,
talking,
but the students don't. Because come on now. Let's talk fairness and equity. Come on, President Mearns.
We are talking fairness, and you are being very evasive.
Have you eaten the robot pizza yet? And if so, is it better than a slice in New York City? Because you've had those, I'm sure.
I've not eaten it. And, you know, I love Muncie, Delaware County, East Central Indiana, but we don't have pizza of the quality of
different.
New York,
yep,
New Haven, Connecticut.
Yep, I got it.
Yeah, that's a generous term to say it's different, but that's true.
Last item here, President Mearns, update us, please, on the tragic, horrific, mind-crushing, blood-curdling screams of agony, bionic man created ping pong accident that happened in November.
Well, you know, before we started our interview, I heard that last news story about the gentleman who accidentally ingested a nail clipper. Boy, that really tops mine as a unusual injury. That might be the injury of the year. But no, I'm about 90%. I can do just about everything, including I just started jogging a little bit a couple mornings a week with my dog, Katie. And so thanks for asking. I'm making good progress, almost 100% there. Oh, hope to be there in the next few weeks or so.
Okay, President Mearns, 149 days until cornhole.
Yes, I'm excited about the football season. You know, the spring game was last Saturday. I think we've got a lot of talent coming back and a lot of new talent. So feeling good about this football season. But we've got a lot of college sports here on Ball State campus until then. You know, this Saturday, both our baseball and softball are home. And also, we're hosting a track meet on Friday, tomorrow and Saturday. And so I assume you'll be out there live covering that exciting sporting event.
What happens, President Mearns, when you assume? Finish that phrase. Don't finish that phrase. Sorry.
I won't, but I would assume that when you made that $100 commitment to
One
Ball State Day.
On that. Of all the things that we could be talking
about. I assumed you would have the credibility to honor that, but I guess it made something of me.
He did not use the word of the day in the entire interview. I think we're 30 minutes deep now. You did not. You used it.
I did. You just said I didn't use it correctly.
Hello?
You didn't stipulate at the outset. Go back to the tape on this one.
See, now we're going back to the whole being an attorney day. He's getting the words squished together.
Yeah, sometimes facts get in the way, huh, don't they, Steve?
President Mearns, it's always a pleasure. Can we do this every day? Would you mind? Could you fit me in every day? I think this would be entertaining and informing.
Yeah, call Stephanie Arrington. She'll see if she can fit you in.
That's a no. Thank you, President Mearns. It's always a pleasure.
Good to be with you, Steve. Right, stay dry. And everyone out there, be careful. The roads, there's a lot of flooding on the roads, so drive carefully, please.
Thanks much, President Mearns, Ball State University, as we continue on WMUN.